Let's dip our toes back into politics now. There are several city council races, but one is particularly competitive. Ross Reynolds has been following it.
It's a beautiful, warm August afternoon, and Seattle City Council member Richard Conlon arrives to press the flesh at the Wallingford Farmers Market.
Walk through the market, and then we'll go from there.
Leon McDuff.
All right.
Lead the way.
Richard Conlon is running for a fifth term on the Seattle City Council, and he's facing a serious challenge from the left.
Hello.
Conlon polled under 50% in the August primary, which is considered weak for an incumbent. His opponent, Kashama Sawant, an economics instructor from Seattle Central Community College and a proud member of the Socialist Alternative Party, got 33% of the vote in the primary. Sawant's basic pitch to Seattle voters is this.
Our city is actually well to the left of the opinions and policy making that you see in city government. And the city council is actually out of touch with local, you know, local opinion, majority opinion.
Sawant is talking about her opponent, Richard Conlon, who's been on the council since 1998.
He's been on the council for 16 years. He has a long track record of not standing by workers and communities.
That's a characterization that would come as a surprise to a Conlon constituent at the Wallingford Farmers Market. He recalled when he first crossed paths with Richard Conlon.
Commie Pinko agriculture local food work.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it quite that way.
Sawant's campaign is high octane. At candidate forums, eager supporters bring the applause for every talking point.
We've had lots of people who talk the talk. It's high time we had somebody who walks the walk on city council.
Something Richard Conlon tried to turn into a joke at a recent debate.
Thank you. Appreciate that applause.
City council member Richard Conlon touts his list of endorsements and commendations.
I've been endorsed by the King County Labor Council. I've been endorsed by SEIU 775. I've also received the Hunger Fighter of the Year Award from Food Lifeline. I received the Take Action Award from the King County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I also was named Social Justice Visionary by Casa Latina.
Kashama Sawant's signature issue is the $15 an hour minimum wage, which she hammers at candidate forums.
In order to fight for something like $15 an hour minimum wage, you need to stand boldly against corporate interests and say, I really don't care what they think. I'm fighting for working people and low-income people.
But Richard Conlon is not for the $15 an hour minimum wage.
You can't necessarily assume that simply by passing a regulation that everything is going to change.
Conlon touts his effort to reduce expenses for Seattle's least well-off by his support of low-income housing, job training, and...
And with fresh bucks, people can come into a farmer's market and they can double the value of their food stamps.
Kashama Sawant sees the problem of homelessness as a class issue.
And the roots of homelessness are within the roots of our capitalist society itself.
And Kashama Sawant attacks Richard Conlon's vote that led to the closing of the homeless camp known as Nicholsville.
Tent cities and tent encampments are a really necessary stopgap measure to help homeless people. And Mr. Conlon voted to end Nicholsville, and he voted against a measure that would allow the city to ease its regulation.
The issue with camps is that, as we have been advised by the federal government's homelessness initiative, places that wind up focusing on camps don't put their resources into the things that really need to be changed, into providing people with low-income housing, with real housing opportunities and options.
For her part, Sawant proposes rent control and a millionaire's tax to fund mass transit, education, and living wage jobs. Even though she acknowledges that both measures are not within the power of the city council, they would require a change in state law. The socialist alternative candidate reserves particular scorn for Conlon for his vote against paid sick leave.
Everybody on the city council, except my opponent, Richard Conlon, voted for it. And I think that vote against paid sick leave is by itself enough for people to question, you know, who should be on the city council.
Richard Conlon says he voted against paid sick leave because it excluded small businesses and because it allowed workers to bargain away their sick leave benefit. So which candidate would do a better job for Seattle's most disadvantaged? Well, Ronald Reagan famously said the question voters should ask is, are you better off now than when the incumbent came into power? So I put that question to Richard Conlon. Are low-income Seattleites worse off or better off than when he first joined the council back in 1998?
That would be an interesting question to examine. My personal belief is that there is a lot more low-income housing available. There are a lot more opportunities for people to get job, employment, and training that 20 years ago was when we were just beginning to get involved in those kinds of programs.
Councilmember Conlon sees Seattle's problems as being too much of a good thing.
One of the things we're suffering from
is that Seattle is so successful. We've got one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. People are flocking here because they want to work here. They want to be here. We have to figure out how to manage that.
It's a candidate forum at City Hall in early October. And sitting among the citizens, waiting to hear from the candidates, is Jody Grage.
I've known Richard Conlon for decades. He and I were both in the group that started Sustainable Seattle back a long time ago. But I think that any group that has the same people over and over, it just inherently becomes narrower. I think we need more than two parties. We need more ways of looking at things. We need more opportunities. And I think Kshama is a good example.
She's got your vote?
I don't... yes.
A cautious endorsement for challenger Kshama Sawant. Incumbent Richard Conlon will have to convince voters like Jody Grage if he wants a fifth term. Ballots begin arriving in mailboxes next week.
That was Ross Reynolds reporting on the race between Richard Conlon and Kshama Sawant.